You always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I'm Roy Masters, as pronounced. I've been on the air for more than 52 years. And in those days, many people picked up what I was saying and grew with me. They grow with me still. My board of directors has listened to me 50 years when he was a young man, very young, 15, 16, I forget. But he never realized, or he was able to realize, what he never saw before. And he's been following me all these years. And I've been growing with it. I didn't always know everything. I had to learn and discover. But I found a way of discovering. And I want to share some of that with you. And if you'd like to call me, if you have a problem, maybe do two programs, you know, 2 hours. I only do one because of my age, 90. And so it gets a little difficult as you get older. But I have a tremendous amount of understanding of things, and sometimes I go too far ahead of time. That's good for the people who listen to me for 20, 30, 40 years and grow and grow and grow and understand. The whole process of life and meaning is you get better and better and better. Oh, I see this. Oh, I see that. And from seeing that, I see this. And you see this, you go that. And every day, if you're on the right track for purpose, and we'll discuss what meaning of purpose is. There's got to be a meaning of purpose. You don't just come into the world and die like an animal, live like an animal and die like an animal. And what about a person who is a military person, sees a hand grenade about to explode, throws himself on the hand grenade? Glory, 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 hallelujah. Why did he do this? Why did he throw his life? What, does a monkey do that? No. No animal does it. There's got to be a purpose. There's got to be something beyond what I am or what you are now. So I want you to sit down and relax. And if you'd like to call me, the number is 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. This is what I want. I want somebody to say in a few minutes as I start to bring my understanding to you so that you can begin. And so, therefore, I think I'm going to start the beginning again. Start where the other people came and listened and grew and their lives were perfected. My job is to help you understand, to perfect your life and its purpose, to see clearer and clearer. And the more you understand in clarity, the clarity flows more beautiful and meaningful. And then you won't have to worry about dying. Yes, you will die. But only the body. Now I'm being. I'm afraid I'm just moving into areas I don't want to go. But I just want to finish it off. There's a beyond. There's something beyond what you are now. There's something beyond it. It's the meaning, and the purpose is to find that purpose. I say, and I'm absolutely positive, that the purpose is finding the Lord God. Now, I don't want to be a preacher. I just want you to understand, you young people are listening to me, or your older people that are listening to me, catching on. that there's two kinds of realms. We're living in well, we're going to start in a minute. I hear the music. I'm going to make the program a little bit easier for you to understand and to begin the begin, meaning there's got to be a big beginning where you start and never end. You will always know more and more, and the more you know, the more you want to know. And there's also a side of it where you don't want to know it. And so, my name is Roy Masters. I'll be back in just a few moments.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. I decided today to start from the beginning. I've been on radio, and people have been following me for more than 50 years, maybe 52 years, and they've grown with me. Millions of people, not just thousands. I brought them to the meaning of life. Not just being, not to think. Be careful. Do not think that you are born and you have awareness, and you have awareness that's more sophisticated than a monkey. There's got to be a purpose beyond death, because you see, everybody dies. And perhaps that could be changed, because Jesus didn't die. He fell asleep. Well, you saw what he did. He allowed himself to be killed. He allowed himself to be murdered and then put in a cave. And 3 days later, he was normal. And even with his underwear, excuse the expression, it was, there's magic here. He's made a point. And if you're a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, you've got to know there's a meaning for your existence. It's not just to live and die like an animal. There's a purpose to struggle. There's a purpose for stumbling. There's a purpose for anger. There's a purpose from disease. Look around. Look around. And see. Listen, when I came to America, people were different. There was no murders. Little kids didn't get murdered. From this point onwards, I just want to say quickly, 7,000 children have been murdered. Killed. Bullets. It got worse. It began, it worse and worse and worse, and if you look carefully, your sickness is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Your troubles are getting worse and worse and worse. The more you struggle, the worse it comes. So let me introduce myself in a very simple way. Now, I'm going to give you a beginning. I want you to take notice, please. I'm going to bring you to the first thing you must understand. And that's what I just said. There must be a meaning. There must be a purpose. How do I find it? Where do I begin? So this is the program that may go on like that. so that the begin, if you know what I mean, I'm going to talk to you about one simple thing. Do you believe it's possible to live forever? Do you believe that you have a self? But can you see there's a self inside a self which destroys you? Now, hold on, please. Hold on. Do you remember being a little child? Do you remember? You can. And you had a relationship with your mother or your father. And you remember with disgust at 2 years old or 3 years old or even younger than two that you saw something wrong with your parent. You could see it. It was like a gift. But I can say it this way, but you wouldn't think in those days as I just said it. It is a gift. You come into the world with a gift, an awareness. But there's something that you need to understand here. You have intuition. You're not like a monkey. They have intuition in a sense, but not like us. They live and they die. They live, eat, and be eaten. We have a purpose. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be beyond something. There is a beyond that's dark, and there's a beyond that's bright. And that brightness, let's put aside the darkness. If there's darkness, there's light. Or if there's light, there's darkness. This is my beginning here. All I want you to understand now is that when you came into the world, you weren't guilty. Can a baby be guilty when it comes into the world and it begins to become aware of mother or father and injustice? There was a point in your life, as I speak about this, that you can remember. Most of you can remember your parents hurting you, spoiling you, degrading you, confusing you, pressuring you. And you saw that wasn't right. And you got upset. All right. Upset, number one. The moment you became upset as a little child, hold on, please hold on. Don't run ahead of me. First of all, let me see if I can get a person calling. 800-866-8883. I'm happy to expedite this immensely. I'm beginning this way. Do you remember when you were a child, as little as two or three, and see the injustice and the craziness that your parents couldn't see themselves? Your father will fail you. Your mother will take charge. And she will fail you. Now, there are people who are different from that, but it's rare. I don't want it to be rare. We won't survive if there's just a few people. So a few people discover it themselves. I'm opening my heart to help you to see what you could not see after that moment, that very moment when you were 2 years old, let's say two or three or one and a half. But you remember it. That remembrance comes from a shock. Oh, my God. Now, I'm going to make a bigger noise about it just for a moment. Oh, my God. That's my mother. This little kid sees this, sees that she's pushing, sees that she's cruel, if you don't see all that, you'll see moments where she's doing the wrong thing. And she'll want to say, "Mom, but shut up." See? Sit down. Mind your own business. I'm just saying something like, "Oh, you're a stupid little kid. Why don't you shut up? You're going to be like your father." That's when you get older. The variations of being tormented. Tormenting begins when you come into the world. And had you, as I have, I had a gift. I have a gift and I have to share it with you. I don't want to boast. But I had a father that was magnificent. He just leave me alone. He allowed me to play with this or that, science, chemistry, just watch me and enjoy just watching. And I grew. And I begin to understand that my father and my mother were not like everybody else. They didn't know themselves what they're not like anybody else. But I saw it from the beginning now. Not from the beginning, because I want to say it differently. I'm looking back on it, on my beginning. And my beginning was perfect, meaning I had my intuition, and I trusted it. I trusted it. But had I been otherwise in your house and come into the world from your mother and your failing father. I mean that. There's more failing fathers and failing mothers. I'm trying to find a way of saying it. It's plenteous. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people are suffering from being intimidated in childhood by the presence of their parents. They don't see that you can see or could see. But the truth of the matter is that had you had what I had is a gift from the very beginning, and not knowing that other people were not like me. I didn't know all that. I took it for granted when I came into the world, and the world that I came into was civilized in England, before the war, of course, many years before the war. But I had something that it was a gift that you have, or you had it. Now, I'm going to talk about what it means to have it. My father didn't upset me. My father watched over me. I don't know if he understood all this and sort of had it himself and spent it on me. I don't know that. He died at 42, so I wouldn't be able to ask him. He was in World War I, so he might have got some kind of damage and died early. I had my mother, she was decent. So I begin to grow, and I did not know other people did not grow around me. They started to be broken when they were little children. Do you remember this? Never mind those people who put their eyelids up and think that I'm stupid. Do you remember? All I'm asking, to begin, and I'll begin the begin, if you see what I mean. I think that's a piece of music. I hope I got it right. Do you remember what you had would have left? What I had has enabled me to go all the way to Paradise Lost. Beyond death, there's life. Beyond it, there's life. Why would a person take a hand grenade or see a hand grenade in a war? And he sees his friends are going to get killed, half a dozen. So he throws himself on that grenade and be blown to pieces. How can a monkey doesn't do that? It couldn't do that. No, but my lot. Why did he sacrifice? It's something beyond. Why did Jesus? He sacrificed himself, didn't he? He allowed people to mess him up, kill him, torture him, degrade him, and then kill him. And then he makes a point. He was in a cave for 3 days. The stone moved away, and there he was, complete again, but not the same. Because he says, "Don't listen to me now. I have to go. I just want you to see. I'm just making things up. I'm sure he said it, something like that. See, there is a life beyond this life. That's the purpose. There is eternal life. I want you to understand it. But there's something that's missing. And I'll come back to the point where I say, when you were a little girl and a little boy, you were aware, more aware of your mother ever will be, especially if she's wicked or cruel or crazy or drunk. You see it. But then when you see it, the tendency is to be seen. The parent sees that there's something more innocent than she is. There's Isis hates innocence. Evil hates innocence. And so when Isis child comes into the world, they make sure that they're going to break this kid and keep breaking him and breaking him and breaking him until there's nothing left, except the only thing he can do is to get rid of the anger and the hatred and horror of life is to kill somebody, to achieve something. That's the way it has been. To some degree, you came into the world just like kids always come into the world, and you're going to be. It's sad to see that the children are so. And Isis, I think that's what it's called, that they have no pleasure, only smacks behind the ear, horror, cruelty. There's nothing else but cruelty. You've got to become one of them. And a subject to one of them. And that's basically, in the broader sense, as you have, you also came into the world. You also had a straight line to Paradise Lost, as just as Jesus. However, the moment you resented your mother, the moment you saw your mother when you were 2 years old, and your father when you're 2 years old, or 1 year old, or 3 year old, you can see it. And they know that they can, that you're looking at them. And that disturbs. It always disturbs broken people. Bright people disturb wicked people. Now, I'm not saying your mother's wicked, because she may not realize what she's done. She may be walking in her mother's shoes, and her mother walking in her mother's shoes, as grandma, all the way back to Paradise Lost. That's the case in most of the world. Very few of us find meaning and die. Well, that's losing missing everlasting life, I want to share with you there is such a thing. And when you came into the world, here's the beauty. Is it your fault that your mother is cruel and doesn't understand this, or doesn't want to understand it? She was also, I can tell you this, most mothers and most fathers are just like I just said. But they just said somehow they are blocked. And what I mean by blocked means that your father or your mother, mostly mother, I'm sorry to say, that moment when you came into the world and you start to see the parent that does not understand this, but she is crude, rude, angry, sweet, wanting something from you, and she loves you if you give it, and damned if you get it, and damned if you don't. Your journey starts to get warped into a different direction. And as I speak to you now, can you recognize that you're not guilty? Your mother's guilty, but she doesn't want to see that she's guilty. She doesn't understand that she brought up some kids that become drunks and alcoholics and God knows what. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and we treat all the people that are dying from it. But I am talking to you that what if I could show you and bring you back to as a little child? Roy Masters can bring you back, unless, listen carefully, unless you have, unless you are like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom. You have it. Now, I'm asking you, it's very important you grasp it. You came into the world, and had they left you alone, had they not doing unto them, unto you, what was done to them, which happens over and over and over again. Nobody gets it. Lots of people think, well, it's just a kid. They don't have and don't have any. We have to teach them. No, you don't need to be taught. If you have that gift as you come into the world, but you would have unfold like a flower, like I did. That's why I'm understanding and helping thousands and thousands, millions and millions of people overcoming post-traumatic stress disorder and sicknesses and diseases. I want to bring you back as a little child again. And now I can speak to you in a different way. Unless you become again as a little child, even though you're fully grown, you have it. All I want you to do, I don't like the word forgive. I will share you why sooner or later. But when you were a little child, you lost something. In other words, you lost eternal life. Now, I'm going to stop there for a minute and bring it into the world in a different way. Someone's rude to you, or you go to school. Oh, hold a second. I'll carry on my thoughts here. It's difficult, if you don't mind me saying so, for the music and it And then I forget what I want to say next, but I want to do the best I can. Forgive me. The purpose of the gift, if it's possible, if you have the right kind of parents, or if you have the parents that are not right, but realize, oh my God, what have I done? There is redemption for that person, for your mother, for your father. If you're a mother and father listening and you see your children are destroyed and drinking and drugs, and then yourself, and then your husband, please understand it all began. As I said, every one of you come into the world, even Adolf Hitler comes into the world as a baby child. At ISIS, they have come into the world, but look, I have explained it. They are not allowed to find meaning. Is evil walking the earth? Evil is, as I just said, is it ISIS? I think it's the word correct. It's them. And we have lots of parents who are like that, hateful, cruel, willful, hating your kids, jealous of your kids. There's a jealousy to your kids too. Horror. My brother was jealous of me all most of my life when I realized I took him everywhere, gave him a schooling, etc., etc., after my father died. But he got jealous, 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 and died. I lived. And how? Why did I live? Because I'm going to come back to the story. I said, when I came into the world, I came into a beautiful home. And it wasn't spoiled. And so when I came into the world, I did not know what I'm about to say then. But everything was clear. Everything was clear. Let me see. What I mean by everything is clear, I can see for myself. I realize for myself. You don't have to teach me anything. The intuition, if the intuition by which I speak to you now, I'm speaking to, but with intuition. I'm emphasizing intuition. I still have it, and it keeps growing. In other words, what I mean by that, oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. And from that, oh, that. In other words, every day, I can see the way. And the information doesn't come from school. It doesn't come from church. It doesn't come from that at all. It comes from within. Look at your scripture. Read your Bible. I wish I could quote it. It's there. Unless you become as a little child, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to come back to that. And I'm asking you this much. When you came into the world and you began to be aware, because that's what awareness is. Awareness plus awareness equals more awareness. It never ends. The journey to God never ends, and it goes beyond what you think of as death. You are building. You will be building another self within yourself. Maybe this is too much for you to say. You would have what is growing up in you is a body. You're growing up in this body. But something much more than the body is the spirit that is shaping what the body should be doing and the purpose. And if it is intruded in any way, beginning with when you are 2 years old and you see the gift that you have, if it was protected like it was with me, if it was protected, it would have given you a straight line to the purpose of life beyond death. Does this have a meaning to you? Are you disturbed a little bit? I hope so. What do you do about it? These are questions. And this is a beginning. Hands up. Please, hands up. Can you realize that you had a wicked mother or some kind of cruelty, sometimes pressure, start taking a hostility out on you and your children? Whatever that is, the moment you resented your mother, even when you were 2 years old, the minute you resent her, she puts herself into you, and you are the extension of her in the wrong way. It doesn't take you to paradise. It takes you to the hell that your mother was in, and your father, whoever you blame. But remember, you're just a little child. And God understands that. So you have two choices. Mine is rare. There are other people out there is also have it. They recognize what I'm saying. Yes, I didn't know there were people like this, like me, or like you. But what happened? Now here's the words. First of all, I'm going to bring it to the surface. I'm going to do the same thing, say the same kind of thing, so your father gets angry with you, and he beats you. Okay, and you go to school, and you're crying, and your friends in school says, "Hey, Johnny, why are you crying?" He says, "Shut up!" And they're all shocked. Guess what happened when they he was angry and shocked them? He put himself into the four or five friends that listen, let me say it again. Let me do it with one person. If a person upsets you, if you allow yourself to become upset, upset is upside down. Upset. See, it says it. As I speak to you, are you subject to being angry? Do you give in? Are you affected by that? Do you realize that when somebody upsets you and you get upset, you lose who you are, lose of more of what you are, and more of what you are? And you become addicted to either giving in and becoming an appeaser. Are you an appeaser? Oh my God, are you an appeaser? What you're giving yourself to the bully. You are giving yourself to the bully, and you can't stop. He either loves you or pretends to, and it makes you feel better. But that's not feeling better, it's worse. You're a slave. You don't know you're a slave if he loves you or pretends to love you, because it is a pretense. He enjoys the control he has over you. You lose your identity. The moment, if you are pure, let's just take a pure person, which is impossible, as a grown-up person. And if you allow someone to upset you, the shock takes away your intuition and turns it into doubt. Doubt is the opposite of faith. If you can find intuition, you will have faith again, because it wasn't your fault. Your parent was your parent, the extension of her parent, and the extension of her parent, 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 parent. That's how it grows. But also, it could grow in a positive way. I'm saying to you, if you can learn how not to get upset, and what will happen, you will upset the upsetter. In other words, right now, there's thousands of people on one side saying, "Wow, I see it." On the other side, growling. "This guy's stupid. This guy's crazy." One of you appreciates it. "Oh, I see it. Oh, thank you. What do I do?" Nothing. Just realize that your father, or your mother, especially your mother, did not know what she was doing, because it was done to her. And then you go all the way back to Paradise Lost and come forward. And so we try to be good. Many of you want to be good and you want to be decent, but you don't know what the decency is. What you've got as a result of that experience when you were a little child, a little boy, a little girl, and you get angry. That anger inflicted, imprinted an identity opposite to life, but to death. But she can't help it. She cannot help it. She can. There's two ways you can spoil somebody, make them dependent. But what you're looking for is not to be dependent on your parents, but to be free from the parents, free from all your friends. And the only friend you have is what gave you. Only friend you have is inside you that gave you the gift. And you, as you came into the world came into you. And so, when the world came into you, nice and simple, you took on the nature of your parent. But you can do the opposite. You've taken on the nature of your parent, so you make up your mind, when I grow older, I'm going to be not like my mother. I'm not going to be like my father. That's not possible. You can't make the change. You have to be, it's got to be salvation. In other words, unless you become as a little child again. Do you get it? No. I will not talk to the stress, anxiety caused by bad thoughts right now. I want to continue. Take the person down and make it more, give me a more dangerous, more like a sickness or like cancer. I just want to, if you're going to call, I want a serious problem so I can show you how it grew to become from a simple thing to a horrible thing like cancer. Cancer's cure can cure it in 10 minutes. I can show you if you want to know. I know how to. A lady works for me. For many years, she got cancer. In 10 minutes, cancer disappeared. Just like that. It can happen. But it doesn't happen often like that, but it does. It depends on the clarity of the person. Now, I know I have just 15 minutes left. Let's focus here. If you remember this, you must understand two things. One, when you came into the world, that would have led you to redemption and paradise straight through. But it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be that way. It was for me. It was for me. I came into the world, and the world didn't come into me. I was different. I didn't know why I was different. It took years and years and years for me to understand what I just said. But I learned it. I discovered it. I realized it. It never stops. Never, 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 never stops. It's a journey that's never going to stop. It's forever. You just have to get some simplicity in the conflict that you have. One more time. Just one more time. Okay, I'll be missing a song in a minute. Just one more time. You have doubt, don't you? You weren't born with doubt. You were born with intuition, and that's not doubt. That's a straight journey to paradise lost, where I am on. It is the ability to see more and more and more, and the more it is, the more beautiful things become, the flowers, the trees, the bees, the world, psychiatry, psychology, everything. I just learned. I taught. I don't know if that's a good word, but I write physics beyond the comprehension. I don't want to share it. It's disgustingly wonderful. They got a singularity out there. Let there be light is what it really is. They just gave it a name, not say where it came from. All kinds of things like that. I'm going to just finish off now. Just in a few minutes, I'm going to slow it down and make my point again. Please hold on. Oh, here we are again. Now, let me start again. Did you get what I said? Yes, did you? How do you retrieve the boss backwards, excuse me saying it that way. In other words, you had a gift of going to paradise, one, all by yourself, like I did. I'm 90 years old. I'm still growing. I'm still discovering. And still wanting you to understand the basics, because unless you have the basics, you have nothing. Please allow me to keep shoving this down your throat. When you came into the world, here it comes again. Something else is saying. I've said when you get upset, you take on the identity and you pass it on to your own children, and they lose their identity. Your mother is the extension of her mother, and great mother, great grandfather, great grandmother, and great great grandmother. Nobody is understanding this clearly. Nearly everybody comes into the world with inferior, broken parents who don't know they're broken, or who do they know they're broken and they're jealous of their children. That's true. They see this beautiful child, and they see the beautiful child sees the mother, and the mother senses it and feels uncomfortable and slaps her on the face. For there's something inside everybody like that. You can also suppress it. But still, suppressing it, still doing it. The child recognizes it. The child recognizes everything right there. But the thing happened is, always, nearly always, you will be resentful towards your mother from that moment. Now, it's not your fault. It's her fault. But she doesn't recognize it. Now you've got a problem of drugs and alcohol and sickness and murder, all kinds of horrible. You just need to just look at all the horrible things you can be. There's no end to it. There's different names. Different kinds of sicknesses, is. All coming from one thing. Unless you become as a little child again, there's no way to enter the kingdom. Clear. I am saying now, and repeating it, the reason why you're doubting is because you resent your mother. And therefore you've got the nature of your mother in you, or what looks like the opposite. It's still not real, really real. You can be sweet and nice and still ruin your children. No. When I grow up, the woman can say, I'm not going to be like my mother, but you are. And you do your best to be good. And you push them to love you. Or otherwise. What I'm trying to say again is, don't think you're stupid. Don't think that it's your fault. That's not your fault. That's your parents' fault. But the point is, when you get upset with the person can put their faults into you. Do you get that? Now I come back to real life. Somebody upsets you. You're having a good day, so to speak, and somebody comes upsets you and ruins your day, and you get upset. And upset means, instead of flowing to paradise lost, you're upset, meaning you're going back the opposite way. You are not guilty, but you are feel guilty because you have the nature of your parent inside you, acting as you. In other words, you have doubt instead of faith in that moment, but that doubt is not your fault. It's just you're reacting. You give in to your mother, and she takes over. You try not to be like her. That doesn't work. What you have to do is to come back to what I'm speaking about. Your mother did not know. Your mother went through the same thing. And if you talk to her and say, "Hey, mother, when you grow old enough and were wise enough to be able to speak to her and sit down quietly, do you remember being that way to your mother when you were a little kid? Could you see that your mother couldn't see that what she was doing?" And your mother may say, "How did you know that?" And the subject continues, and good things can come from that. But what I'm trying to say now is, you were made to doubt, but you're not really stupid. You may think you're stupid because you got the opposite. You're not like what you think other people are, but they've got compensation. You can compensate and get all kinds of degrees. That doesn't do any good. The knowledge of good is just as bad as the knowledge of evil. What you need is, Roy Masters is giving me relief. I'm not so guilty. I'm not stupid. I'm not these things. My doubt has come from hating my mother. It's deep down inside. I've tried to be good to her, but so I can get her to love me. But you don't know what love is at that point. Do you understand that you still, ladies and gentlemen, you have the opportunity of what for your future? In other words, let me quote something. Everything bad happens for what? Good, for those who love the Lord. Everything bad happens, that's one thing. But if you say it this way, everything bad happens for good. Now, I am trying to get you at the beginning and stop being upset with yourself as if you could fix it. Can't. All you can do is realize, oh, my mother, my father, but mostly mother. Oh, I see. She doesn't see, but I do. I see now, Mr. Masters, Roy, I see I'm not guilty, I'm not stupid. The doubt was put in me to go backwards to death instead of life. That's all. But I want you to understand this. Don't forgive your mother. You're not God. Don't judge your mother. You're not God. What you need to do in your mind and heart is realize, oh my God, she did this, but she didn't see she was doing it, and maybe you couldn't possibly make her see it, and maybe you can, who knows, in the future. But don't worry about that. All I want you to do is to realize that your mother was the extension of her mother all the way back to Paradise Lost, which makes the Bible more valuable. My name is Roy Masters. I hope you understand that Roy Masters has been beaten, horror experiences, but they weren't horror experiences. I'm leaving you now because I hear the music. I just want to hear this. The music is "Let Your Parent Go." That's not forgiveness. Only God forgives. Let her go and see what happens to you. You are unfolding like a flower. God bless you. Thank you. And support the program if you can. All right. Now, let me say this. Please go to FHU.com. Can you remember? FHU.com. That's where you'll find us on the internet. Then go to, when you get there, look for free. And press the button on free, and you will get 7-minute meditation, and do that for a week. Don't expect anything, just do it. Don't try to make it work. Just do it, and then go to the other one, be still and know. All free, for everybody on earth, no charge. Thank you. If it helps you, if it's your cure, support me helping others to be cured. God bless you.